Former Governor David Paterson becomes latest New York Democrat to oppose sanctuary city policy. By John Binder on March 4, 2024. Former New York Governor David Paterson, D, is joining New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D, in opposing the sanctuary city policy that ensured an illegal alien, now accused of murdering Lack and Riley in Georgia, was not turned over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents. Jose Antonio Ibarra, a 26-year-old illegal alien from Venezuela, arrived in New York City after being released into the United States interior from the southern border in September 2022. In mid-2023, Ibarra was arrested in New York City for acting in a manner to injure a child as well as violating motor vehicle rules. Before ICE agents were even made aware of Ibarra's arrest, he was released from jail. Months later, in February 2024, Ibarra allegedly kidnapped and murdered Riley on the University of Georgia campus in Athens. Adams has since said he wants to modify the sanctuary city policy that ensured New York City officials did not notify ICE agents about Ibarra's arrest. Paterson, who served as governor from 2008 through 2010, said he supports Adams' position in opposing the sanctuary city policy today. So earlier this week, Mayor Adams seems to have taken a turn where he is not going to fully embrace the idea of New York being a sanctuary city, Paterson told local radio. He feels that if someone is arrested and charged with a felony that we should be able to report it to ICE, and perhaps the person may be deported. Emphasis added. Right now, as it stands, the city is not allowed to have that conversation with the federal government. Right now we're in a situation where we have nearly 200,000 migrants. We have migrants living in extremely crowded places and private homes because they were kicked out of the migrant shelters, and it's driving a lot of them into criminality. It's the only way they survive, and some of them are criminals who came here in the first place. His take on the migrant issue is better than anyone else who is talking about it. Emphasis added. Adams, this month, reiterated that he wants the sanctuary city policy changed so the New York Police Department, NYPD, can turn criminal illegal aliens over to ICE agents. From the days of Mayor Koch and Mayor Bloomberg, there was a clear indicator for those who commit serious crimes in the city. They should be able to be deported after they serve their time, and I continue to believe that as a former police officer, Adams told CNBC. After people serve their time, we did our job of making arrests. The prosecutors do their job of prosecuting, Adams told Fox 5. The federal government should do its job of deporting those who are committing violent crimes in the city after they serve their time. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.